This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So, Allie, it finally happened.
What now?
Artificial intelligence creeped into my life without me asking it to. And it felt pretty good.
You liked it?
I did. So my son called me yesterday, and he was with some friends. He's like, Dad, you have to help my friends get 2FA on Fortnite. I was like,
that's
okay.
So cute.
Yeah, it was an emergency.
How old is your son?
He's 10 okay. or 9. He's going to be 10.
Sure.
And I was like, all right, hold on. Let me call you back in like 2 minutes. And I didn't remember how we did it. We did it like months ago. So I went and sat down on the computer, pulled up the old Google machine, searched how to get 2FA on Fortnite. And it, you know, was a normal Google response.
Right.
Had the links to the website. And before I could click on anything, boom, this big orange box opens. And it just gave me the answer. Gemini just gave me the answer.
Did you see the pop-up and think, oh no, I've been hacked? Or did you? Was it clear right away this was?
No, I knew. Yeah, I knew it was. Because it has the, it says Gemini at the top and it has your prompt there. But then I was like, how dare you, Google? I didn't ask you to do this. Get up. Oh, that was pretty cool. It was pretty easy. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
This hasn't happened to me yet. Did you have to turn on any settings or anything?
No.
Just happened?
It just happened.
Huh.
And I didn't like when I did a search, it was just a normal search because I'm, you know, real lazy. So I search in the address bar.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Who goes to Google? Like, please.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
No.
So I searched and maybe that's why it was a delayed response because it did show a normal Google search result. And then out of nowhere, just, and it takes up like 30% of the page.
Because it's the actual, it knows you want that answer.
Right. And yeah. It answered it properly, correctly, fast. I like it. Good job. You didn't say George Washington or every character on Fortnite was black, but you did give me step-by-step instructions with screenshots.
Amazing.
On how to get 2FA for my son's friend's account.
Thank goodness.
Artificial intelligence may not be too bad. Kim Commando today. The A-team is here today. Andrew Babinski and Allie Seligman. We're filling in for Kim Commando. We're going to have a great show for you today. Same format as always. We stream live on Facebook and YouTube, Rumble, everywhere. And we appreciate you guys tuning in. 11:30 on the West Coast, 2:30 on the East. If this is your first time watching or you're watching one of the old episodes, you know, they live everywhere. They're always there. You can always watch whenever you want. It really is an on-demand product.
Oh, it sure is.
If you think about it.
Yeah. If you can watch at this time, cool. We love to have you. You can leave comments. We'll read them later. But if you need to watch later, we're here.
That's exactly right. That's the perk of watching live. It's real-time, back-and-forth communication. So go ahead and leave us a comment. We'll be reading the best comments at the end of the podcast. Allie, we have top five things that you need to know in tech, and we start the show with them right now.
Number one is a bad news, Allie.
Oh, no.
Worst headline I've read in a while.
You started out with
bad news, Allie? Let's get it out of the way.
All right.
Okay. Disabling cyber attacks are hitting critical U.S. water systems.
What happened?
Yeah.
All I heard was critical water.
Uh-huh.
And disabled.
Okay, the Biden administration just sent out a letter warning water and wastewater systems all across the U.S. are being targeted. This is bad and scary.
What do they want to do? Just turn off all our water?
Well, yes, they could disrupt clean and safe drinking water, which is bad, right? So this is people from other countries who don't like us very much, who are trying to do things. A couple examples. Hackers probably supporting Iran exploited. This was basically they broke in via a password to a water facility system.
Was the password water 123?
Probably exclamation point because
sure.
They're safe.
Gotta have that.
Yeah. They left behind a political message. So they're not secret about this, right? Like, hey, idiots, we broke into.
They want the credit.
Yes. Another group with China's backing, they have been sneaking around in water and power systems for, you know, 5 years.
Do you think exclamation mark is the number one used special character in password?
I am sure. Yes.
I mean, because it's, and I'm going to have to change all my passwords, but it's the one I use in every single one when I have to have it.
Well, I think when it went from, okay, you just have your text password. So say it's password. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, you have to add a letter or you have to add a number, one.
Right.
Oh, you have to add a special character, exclamation.
Because it's just a one with a shift.
Yes. So I'm sure there are so many people that have their regular crappy password and then one exclamation. If you have that, change it. Hackers, everyone knows that this is really common, truly.
What they should do, though, is they should create a special character, just like a Q-bert face or like some sort of digital taco that we can just hit on
the keyboard.
That's
called an emoji.
Yeah,
true, a digital taco.
It should just be a key there on the keyboard or on my keyboard on my phone. There's my special character. Can't get more special than a digital taco.
I'm going to move on. Number two, Glassdoor, the anonymous job review site.
Right. Kim Komando, huge fan of Glassdoor.
Huge fan.
Loved it.
Yeah. There are some really, really special. And I did not prepare those today because I thought, you know what? I'm going to let Kim do that later if she wants to do it. There are some beautiful reviews, including a really mean one about me, which I love. Yeah.
What? You?
Right?
You're a perfect little angel.
I know. That's what I thought. Well, yeah, this is where people go to leave anonymous reviews of a company where they have worked. It's not anonymous anymore.
What do you mean?
Okay. In 2021, they bought a company called Fishbowl, which is kind of like a social network, LinkedIn-ish. And so now, when you sign into Glassdoor or make a Glassdoor account, you automatically get signed up for a Fishbowl account.
I don't want a Fishbowl account.
Well, too bad, because that requires verification, aka you have to tell them your name and actually prove who you are. And so people went to Glassdoor and realized, oh, look, like this woman, her name's Monica. She talked to Ars Technica and said, yeah, I went in and all my reviews say Monica now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And imagine if you were, especially at a small company, right? You left reviews.
Yeah.
It's going to be so obvious.
There's only one Monica.
There's only one Monica.
Only people who work here are Dale, and Monica.
Exactly. So Monica did the let me talk to your manager, talk to a Glassdoor manager, and they
actually got to talk to someone at a website.
She did. And they basically said, like, sorry, this is how it works now.
You agreed to the terms and conditions.
Yes, indeed. So if you, one, have left really mean Glassdoor reviews about me or Kim Komando or anyone else, they could be public. Go in and check your profile. You can delete them. You can delete your whole profile if you want. I think this is a really good case of the things we want to think we put online that are anonymous and private. No.
This could hurt them, though.
Oh, my gosh.
And if Monica thought that she was going to be private, she's not going to go back and leave it another review.
She's done.
She's not going to interact with the website ever again.
Exactly. She's done with that site. And the reason people do this, so if you want to know how much a company pays and they haven't been upfront about it, or they, you know, they didn't post it with the job or whatever, Glassdoor is a good source for that. But you have to leave a review to get access to that information. So
There's a lot of things they're forcing you to do to use their website.
I know.
You have to sign up for Fishbowl. You have to leave a review. We need your firstborn child. Like, this is a lot of requirements.
I think this could be a mass exodus moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
It also is an opportunity for someone else to step up and say, hey, we'll keep you anonymous if you want.
I'm not doing it.
No.
I think if you really want to go write something nasty online and you think it's anonymous,
just use someone else's account?
Just don't do it.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Allie's going to be leaving a lot of bad reviews.
For myself. Number three, you can buy an endangered monkey on Facebook within like 20 minutes.
Is this real? Or is
this
some sort of fake, I got to send Apple gift cards to get my monkey?
No, this is real and it's so sad. You can find anything on Facebook. It took Business Insider 20 minutes to find endangered squirrel monkeys, exotic birds, several species of endangered turtles. This is not new. So Vice did this like 2 years ago.
Okay.
It took them about 24 hours to fully set up the sale of a tiger.
There's no real tiger.
There was a tiger.
Where are they getting the tiger from?
This is wildlife trafficking that happens online. So, you know, it's like, I don't know how people used to do it back in the day, but if you want some ivory or you want some animal that's endangered, you buy them online and they are all over Facebook.
Are they just promoting it like, hey, we have tigers?
They're groups.
Or are they using code words like?
I think, so it's a group that you have to get into. So before you get in the group, you're not going to see all that stuff publicly, but they're really easy to find and they're not small. These are like things with, you know, 10,000 users.
Wow.
Yeah. So
there's a huge demand for tigers.
Isn't this crazy?
Would you ever own a monkey?
Not for the monkeys. I mean, I'd love to.
I don't want
But I don't think it's right.
I don't want any animal that's got to wear a diaper.
Remember that woman who had a really bad situation with her pet chimp?
Yeah.
When it stopped taking its Xanax?
Ripped her face off?
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want a monkey.
And then tried, what did it, lock itself in a cop car?
I think it did.
And there was another one where there was a chimp and the woman.
We shouldn't laugh. This woman got so hurt. Did she die?
I think so. Another person tried to bring, they turned their chimp in because they couldn't take care of it anymore. And then they decided, I'm going to bring him a birthday cake. And they walked in with this colorful, he freaked out, killed everybody in the lab.
Don't look for exotic animals online.
And if you do, use a coupon code because you're going to save so much money.
Don't do this. Number four, trending job skills. Upwork just put out a new report on top job categories. Okay. Data science and analytics are the hottest.
I can absolutely do that.
Yeah. The fastest growing skills. You ready?
Yeah.
Generative AI modeling. You good at that one?
Of course.
Okay, good.
I model it for AI all the time.
How to change Fortnite to FA. Machine learning and data analytics. So if you know someone who's going to college soon.
That's what they should study.
This is what AI. They should study. If they're like, maybe I'll do like creative writing. No.
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 AI.
Go to school for AI.
You can creatively write all you want when you're making bank
exactly.
in the artificial intelligence yes. business.
A little good news though for the organized leader types among us, project management is actually more valuable than ever and is really in high demand because turns out you give AI all of the like stupid time-consuming tasks right. to do. You still need a person to manage the project. I think it's going to be a long time until like you and me as people are mm-hmm. going to respond really well to my AI, you know, project manager just right. told me I needed to do this. No, I want a person.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
But I did learn something with this last five things in tech.
What?
I have no skills that are desired by job forces out there.
Bummer.
Yeah, I'm SOL.
Maybe you could do this, though, to make some money. Number five, Mr. Beast, the YouTube star. He is the biggest content creator on YouTube. Last year, he earned, well, it wasn't technically last year, 12-month period, he earned $82 million.
That's all?
$82 million?
I thought Mr. Beast made a lot more money than that.
Oh,
is that just
gosh.
His personal take, or is that what his channel made?
That's his gross earnings.
So his earnings. Okay. So the channel must have made so much
probably.
More than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he took, so anyway, he just got a deal with Amazon MGM.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have his own reality TV series, biggest competition in history, 1,000 contestants.
Cool.
1,000.
Do you like Mr. Beast's content?
I think he's great.
I do too.
I really do. The first time I went to watch a Mr. Beast video, so he's so, so popular. And I thought, YouTube guy,
mm-hmm.
right? He's going to have a YouTube guy content where it's like and share my stuff mm-hmm. and be
hey
this.
Guys.
Yeah. He's so great.
He is. He's great.
He lives in North Carolina, I think. North Carolina,
but
South Carolina.
He lives modestly.
Yeah. He's just like, he's 25. He's mm-hmm. like a pretty normal dude.
He really
aside
is.
From being so rich. He does a ton with charity. A lot of his videos are, maybe one of my favorites is when he goes to like an animal shelter and gets all the dogs adopted out and gives all the people who are adopting the animals, you know, hey, here's $1,000 because you
right.
adopted a dog today. It's just like heartwarming content.
My favorite one is he went to a GameStop he went to an electronics place and they were kind of struggling. And he just went in and said, I'm going to buy your entire store.
Amazing.
And then they made him ring every single thing
oh,
up.
Oh, I saw that one too.
Yeah, it was really great.
So it's going to be called Beast Games. 1,000 contestants, $5 million prize.
Here's another thing, Mr. Beast, if you're watching, I get disappointed when you curse. Because children love you. My kids love him. And they saw him on a podcast doing a clip where he wasn't Mr. Beast. He was Jimmy.
Yeah.
His alter personality, which is who really is.
His
and he's
self.
Allowed to, you know, be a human and a person.
Yeah.
But kids are always watching. Don't ruin their image of you.
That's a tough part of being such a public figure and someone who, yes, like kids are one of his, you know, big part of his audience, right?
I tell you this yesterday. My kids ran in. They're like, we have to go to Walmart. I was like, why do we have to go to Walmart? Because that's where you get Feastables. What's a Feastable? Mr. Beast's chocolate bar.
Did you go?
Oh, of course. We bought two of every flavor.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were really good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been having some problems. So one of the things over the pandemic to, I don't know, diversify income, he started a burger chain.
Yes.
Which are apparently really bad. Like, he let other people manage
they're
it.
They're all ghost kitchens.
They're ghost kitchens. It's just, disgusting.
He's just sold his name.
Yeah. Yes, he's trying to get out of the agreement. But I'm glad the chocolate's good.
The chocolate's very good. Highly recommend it.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome back to Kim Commando Today. The A-Team is in today. Andrew Babinski, Ali Seligman. I'm Andrew. That's Ali. Say hi, Ali.
Hi.
The joke is, hi, Ali.
Hi, Ali.
There we go. We'll edit that. We'll make that sound so much smoother in post. Thanks for watching the podcast today. If you're just listening to the audio version of the podcast, we appreciate that as well. But we do this live on the internet, video. We have like 64 cameras and great sound equipment and these cool microphones. And you can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, everywhere. You can stream a video. We start at 10:30 on the West Coast, 2:30 on the East Coast. If you live in Kansas, you're going to have to do your own math. Actually, go to Google. Type in the question, if it's 10:30 in California, what time is it here? Gemini will just answer it for you.
Big orange pop-up.
Big orange box.
Look at your watch.
Make sure you're commenting on the feed. We're monitoring all comments, and we will answer them at the end of the show. So yesterday I was tasked, and we had a pro-show meeting.
Okay.
And Kim looked at me and said, "You're going on vacation?"
And I said, was she mad at you?
I will be. I will be going on vacation this summer. And because this is like the time, right? There's a new study out that says 3 to 4 months before you plan to travel is the best time to buy your airfare.
Okay.
If it's longer than 5 months out, you're going to end up paying too much. If it's 2 or 3 or 1 month out, you're going to pay too much as well because it's too close to the travel date.
Are you talking domestic, international, both?
Just domestic.
Okay.
This is for domestic flights. Okay. And so I went on, and I am. I'm traveling in July.
Where are you going?
I'm going to, fly into Seattle.
Okay.
And then get in a car and take that to the coast.
Beautiful.
Then get on a ferry and take that to a place called Orcas Island.
Amazing.
And then get on a car there and go all the way to the other side of the island to a campsite called Doe Bay.
This sounds wonderful.
It's going absolutely
Can
wonderful.
Can you plan me one
yes.
for after you're gone?
I'll just add a fourth ticket.
Okay, great.
And it's like a combination mix of the forest and the ocean all in one spot.
Beautiful.
It's great.
Okay.
It's beautiful. So I was tasked on seeing where I could get the best airfare for my trip. Now, it would be me and my two kids, so I need 3 total tickets.
Doesn't it suck that kids need like a full seat?
Yeah, I think I should just be able to put them in the overhead thing.
Seriously.
And Velcro them down and good to go. They have iPads. They don't care.
So you've already been looking for tickets?
Yeah, I got to book my travel. And so I went, I wanted to create a baseline. So I went to Delta and to Alaskan Airlines. Those are the two that fly to Seattle from Phoenix. That's where we're based. And Alaskan's normally what I always use.
Okay.
And they were about $1,100 for 3 tickets round trip.
Okay.
To and fro. I'm going to be there for a week. Are you smiling at fro?
I love fro. I also use to and fro.
Now I'm traveling Saturday to Saturday, which is like the worst time to travel.
Travel on a Wednesday.
Exactly. That is the cheapest day. So if it's price is the factor for you,
sure.
Absolutely don't travel on a weekend. Yeah. So I'm going to see a more inflated price.
Yeah.
Then I went over to Delta. We're looking at about $1,300. Which is much higher.
It is.
$300, 30% difference. So then I was given 2 websites to go to and look. First was Google Travel. Put in my destination, put in the dates I'd be traveling. First thing that pops up, $78 flight.
Was it like Frontier?
Frontier Airlines. Now, I've never flown Frontier.
You have to pay to get access to a seat, to the truly everything.
Like it's the $78 flight was at like midnight.
Yeah.
And it's like 36 layovers, and I would get there the day before I needed to fly back.
Yeah.
All the other tickets were $400 a piece.
Oh.
For all the other times per day.
Interesting.
$399. And again, like you said, there's all those other added fees that are going to be attached.
Yeah.
So the next cheapest flight was from Delta Airlines. It was cheaper than I originally saw going through the website, but I do not get to pick my own seat.
Oh, is that important to you?
Oh, because
the
kids.
If it was just you
I can't say, hey, you're in 34B. Hope you make it there.
See ya. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So that jumped the price up to even higher than if I went through Delta directly.
Interesting.
Going through Google Travel.
Yeah.
So then I went over to Skyscanner. Skyscanner. And this is the first time I'd ever used this website, but this is what I was tasked to do. And I put in all the information again, and it found flight round trip, me and the kids, the exact times that I need. Because again, I have to drive 2 hours to the coast, get on a ferry and take it to the island. $300 less. $708.
Wow.
Booked it.
That's incredible.
It was great.
What are you going to do with all the extra money on your trip?
Nothing. I'm just going to not spend it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
this
a good
isn't
move.
Girl math.
Oh, sorry.
It's not like,
I
hey.
I mean, you had basically spent the money.
This is $300 less, so I guess I can buy a new dress.
Oh, that's 100% girl
math. What a fabulous resource.
That's awesome. Skyscanner.
I had never used that before, and it was so great.
Did Kim tell you about that?
No, Allie.
Who's
running the show? Yeah, you're right. You are. Maddie, who is running the show today, she's the one who told me about it. And she also reminded me to do incognito browser.
Yes.
Didn't matter. Because I went to Google Travel and then I went back to Delta, and Delta already had all my information.
Yeah.
Already had my itinerary. It was all already loaded in there.
Man, that's awesome. It sounds like you owe Maddie $300.
This is not how this works. Just because I save money doesn't mean I still eventually have to spend it.
I don't make the rules.
No, I do. I'm not spending it. What a great resource. It's the first time I'd ever use it. So if you're booking your travel, obviously there's tons of tips. Again, you want to do it 3 to 4 months out. You want to do an incognito browser. I went to the website first just because we're doing the show here.
Sure.
And we wanted the information, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to go directly to the airline first because there's all those cookies and information that they put on your phone to track you.
Yeah, and they say that they don't. Sites say, no, it doesn't change anything, but it does.
But this website was so much cheaper than Expedia, yeah. Priceline, all those. And those are great. I've found great deals on all of those websites. But man, a $300 savings is huge.
That is huge. Is this the... So usually when you use Expedia or something, there's the, you can't cancel it. If anything happens,
right.
You're screwed. Is that the same with Skyscanner?
Yes.
Okay. Which is fair, right? Because it's so much cheaper.
But I made the choice too. I booked the flight that wasn't cancelable. I was going for the best price available. So that was a choice I made.
Yeah.
I could have paid a little bit more and had it been protected, but I know I'm going.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I'm only on $700 instead of $1,000. Look at the savings.
That's amazing. We'll put the links to all that stuff in the newsletter.
Absolutely. So if you're traveling this summer, do your due diligence. You could save a ton of money.
Man.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome back to Kim Komando. Today, I have the four most important words for you in tech. Getkim.com. And I know it's just a dot, it's punctuation. Using it as a word. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Getkim.com, that's how you get the newsletter. It's a daily newsletter that is sent to you. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to read, but gets you caught up on everything you need to know in the world of technology. Now, also, right now, if you do not have the newsletter, we are trying to pay you to use it. You just go to getkim.com, sign up for one newsletter, get one newsletter, and you'll be entered to win $500.
500.
From Kim Komando. Now, Kim and I were talking about, like, what could be the next giveaway? We gave away a phone. We gave away an iPad. I was like, what about a Southwest gift card? I mean, it is summertime. It is travel. Kim said, no. Cold, hard cash. $500.
Buy whatever you want.
So go sign up for the newsletter right now. Got a TikTok from my current girlfriend. That's the moniker we've given her.
Love that.
And
does she love that?
No, she hates it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm so sorry. I hate it too.
She sent me a TikTok that actually was kind of terrifying. The way that companies are now trying to get your information to feed the AI machine has gotten pretty disgusting. Let's watch this.
Want to hear about a real step therapy thing that's happening right now? Okay, so there's this site called therapyforall.nyc, and they've been posting on Craigslist with this hook. Going to therapy? Get paid for it. In these ads, they talk about being part of an exploratory project, which I'm betting is AI related, even though they're being all coy, not saying that outright. They're seeking recorded therapy sessions to better understand the format, topics, and treatments associated with modern mental health care to ultimately provide mental health to more people at lower cost. And guess what? They want you, the client, to sneakily record your sessions and send them over. They're like, oh, don't worry. In most states, you don't even need your therapist's permission to record. Okay, what the actual f-? Needless to say, but seriously, do not secretly record your therapy sessions and ship them off to some random company for who knows what. Not cool at all. Every therapist out there, including me, does not want our sessions, our work, our intellectual property, I'm pretty sure it counts as that, handed over to what's likely an AI outfit to crank out a therapy bot. That is not okay and skirts way too close to illegal for comfort. Plus, this whole sneaky data grab totally trashes the trust and confidentiality that's absolutely vital for therapy to even work. So there's that. I've tried finding those Craigslist ads again, but no luck. They're ghosted from Craigslist, but still show up in Google searches. They also took all their info off their webpage, so maybe they learned their lesson. Fingers crossed they don't pop back up again. But I had to give you the heads up so none of you get tempted by a quick and seriously unethical few bucks.
So here's the deal. After I saw this, I immediately went to Google and I searched for these ads. Because he's right. That's exactly how they're labeled. They're all still in the Google search, but they've all been deleted.
Okay.
But it's not just NYC. It's all over the country, multiple cities, where they are saying, go and secretly record your therapy session and send it to us and we'll pay you. How much do you think you would get paid for your therapy session? I figured my jump to conclusion was, oh, they're going to pay whatever it costs me. So if like I go kind of come sure. $60 out of pocket, they're just going to cover that. If I am private pay, it's $185, they're going to pay the $185. How much do you think?
$50.
$10 Amazon gift card.
What?
A $10 Amazon gift card.
I can get a $10 gift card if I wait for my shorts for a week. Like, that's insane.
Your deepest, darkest secrets, your most intimate moments, your vulnerability recorded for a $10 Amazon gift card.
That's gross. Also, can you imagine that if you are this person who said, sure, $10. Let's do this.
$10 is $10.
Are you really going to have a good therapy session when you know that like you're recording this to send it to someone?
Sure.
You're not going to be like the point he made, you know, the trust.
Oh, you're ruining it. You're absolutely ruining it. And what they're trying to build, you would think, logic would bring you to what they're trying to build is a therapy bot where you go and you say, I'm having struggles with my wife, and the therapy bot responds to it. But that's not therapy. That's not the connection that comes with a therapist.
No.
That's not the time that you take to work through your problems where a therapist could hear something and out of nowhere, they can come with a new idea to help you with what you're doing. This is awful.
No, this is like maybe a little bit more like emotionally smart chatbot.
Right.
Right? It's not... No, this is...
Therapy at a discount does... There's some things you just can't get discounted.
I agree with you.
And therapy at a discount is not one of them. If you go to a therapist who has a master's level education, or someone that has a doctorate, you are going to get two different experiences.
It's a very different experience, yes.
Because you can't get the same therapy at a discount.
And that said, there are a lot of good therapists who do things like sliding scale payments. So if you truly can't afford it, yeah, they might charge you $20. Awesome. But don't go looking for it from an app.
No, especially too, the people that are going to be in need, in real search of real help, are going to turn to a stupid app and it's not going to help them.
Well, and if they're getting their information this way, what do you think they're doing with your information if you sign up once, you know, if they make a product out of this?
They're going to sell it to every single person.
Absolutely. And so great, you're going to get ads for whatever thing you talk to a therapist about or, That's pretty scummy.
It's awful. Now,
so you're going to start doing this?
No, not at all. I mean, I love $10, but no, not at all.
I will give you $10 not to do this.
All right.
How about that?
That's great. Hey. Is this daily or just...
Every time you go to therapy.
Didn't you have another medical technical story to go along with this?
I sure do. First our therapists and now our nurses. So NVIDIA, the big graphics card AI company, They want to help replace human nurses with AI.
All right. We don't need psychiatrists. We don't need psychologists. Now we don't need nurses.
So they can do things like guide you through, maybe you're getting colonoscopy. They can guide you through the pre-care and the post-care for that. They can help you manage cancer care. They can keep your doctor in the loop about all this stuff, right?
So this is nuts and bolts stuff. This is not deep healing.
Correct.
This is just basically secretary work.
Yes.
The nurse version of secretary work.
Thank you. Yes, I got offended for all the nurses on your behalf. So it's a company called Hippocratic AI. They offer this service, which is powered by NVIDIA. Okay, nurses can cost $90 an hour.
Sure.
This AI, $9.
Do they take Amazon gift cards?
Probably.
Because I would go up to 10 if they take Amazon gift cards.
Oh my gosh. You can choose what your nurse looks like, the tone they speak in. I know. You can choose the tone. Let's listen to this woman talking to her.
Hi, Sarah. I'm Rachel.
No, you're not.
Your AI care manager.
You're pretend on an iPad.
How are you doing after your appendectomy?
You know, I'm good. I'm glad to be home with my dog, Dennis.
It's great to hear that you're back home with Dennis. I noticed that Dr. Chang has prescribed you some
antibiotics. Look how human I am. I know your dog's name.
Specifically, ciprofloxacin and metronidazole due to your ruptured appendix. Were you able to get these medications?
Okay, that's
I was. I did forget to mention to the doctor that I am.
So she goes through, hey, I'm allergic to penicillin. Is that okay to take this medicine? Her fake nurse pauses for a minute like, yes, that's okay. There's no penicillin in this medication.
Make sure Dennis doesn't eat the pills.
Yes. There is a national nursing shortage. There's a caregiver shortage.
Absolutely there is.
This stuff's pretty cool. Like normally I'm on the side of get AI out of my, you know, blank, but didn't mean it like that. But I think that this is like what you said, right? It is a lot of this is kind of secretarial work, I think is a good.
If it's just the Google searchable stuff,
yeah,
then I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
When we're going to cross the line, like we were talking about with the psychologist, to real healthcare where a real human interaction is needed, then I'm not interested.
What do you think about those? Remember that thing where you go into, it takes a blood draw. Mm-hmm. It's basically like a little doctor's appointment and you never see a person. Does that feel different to you?
But if I'm going to be diagnosed, if there's going to be mm-hmm. steps towards my recovery,
yeah.
I don't want to hear a computer tell it to me. I want to be able to ask questions. And I know she asked and she mentioned her dog's name, which the AI
Dennis.
Then referenced.
It was Dennis.
But also, too, I'm not a fan of the video doctor appointments. Mm-hmm. I have horrible cold sores.
Oh,
they get so bad and so painful.
Yeah.
But if I feel one going on, there's a medication I can take. Within 12 hours, it's all gone. It's all cleared up. And I was out. So I had to do one of those video chat things. There was no eye contact. He didn't look at me. He was wearing a Megadeth shirt with a doctor's jacket over the top. Like,
that's actually kind of cool. Is this your regular doctor?
No, this was just one of those apps because it was a Sunday morning and I needed it so I didn't show up here on the podcast with a huge growth on my face.
Sure.
Third co-host.
Yeah. Those doctors are very much like, what do you need?
Oh, yes.
And you tell him, they're like, okay, bye.
Right. He didn't even ask me my problems. He just asked me what I wanted. I could be like, I need a gallon of codeine. He'd be like, gallon of codeine. All right. It'll be ready at Walgreens.
Although, to be fair, I don't think you're going to be abusing your cold sore medication.
No, I can't get high on my own supply when it comes to face herpes meds.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back to Kim Commander Today. The A-Team is in. Andrew Babinski, Ali Seligman. You know what the number one question I get asked about the podcast is?
What?
Can I make comments while you guys are live on Facebook and YouTube? You can.
You absolutely can.
Right after you share the podcast, you're then allowed to make a comment. You did share the podcast, right?
It opens up the ability.
Yes, it unlocks the door.
Exactly.
It really doesn't, but we really appreciate
it. Though.
If you could share the podcast, it'd be great.
Yeah.
What are our comments?
Number one, a little note from Maddie, which I really appreciate. I read a comment yesterday on Facebook that I used too much ink while printing, so I'm not printing screenshots anymore.
Oh.
She copy and pasted them all. How nice. nice.
Look at that. It's a comment helping us financially.
It really is. Or...
I mean, remember, there's that printer subscription where you only get 20 prints per month.
Yeah. Okay, Maddie asked everyone to send in jokes.
Oh, did
we'll get,
she?
We'll get to those in a minute.
Okay.
First, we're going to do Glassdoor. Jack Ray on Facebook says, no morality in capitalism.
No. Absolutely not.
About Mr. Beast. Scott on Twitch. I know his name is 7H. I don't remember the rest, but I know you, Scott.
We told him yesterday that we just lead with Scott, and he agreed. He's going to, so we don't have to say that whole long name.
Okay, 7H. My local big boy is a ghost kitchen for Mr. Beast Burgers. I would like to know if you've had one, if they're gross. Give us more information next time.
One time I was in Florida, and we were looking for... Why are you smiling?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
We're in Florida. It's late at night. It's like 11:30. And we're like, we need something to eat. Pull up the app, and we're like, hey, Mr. Beast Burger. And we're like, let's go.
Wait, you've had one?
Listen to the story.
Sorry, go ahead.
So they were great. No, I'm just kidding. So we drive there, and obviously there is no Beast Burger. It's not a restaurant. It was a Buca di Beppo.
So you got a lot of pasta.
No, they were closed. They were out of business.
Bummer. Okay, Saving on Flights, Great Ambition on YouTube said, these are good tips. What is the story behind traveling on Wednesday or booking on Wednesday? Cheapest. It's the cheapest day to travel. Usually the cheapest day to book, especially for domestic flights, is going to be on a Sunday. And then you want to travel on a Wednesday.
And the thought is, right, all the business trips take off on Mondays, return on Fridays. Yep. All the vacationers leave on the weekend, come back on the other weekend. It's Wednesday where nobody flies. You'll be like, you and the pilot is the only thing on the plane.
Ooh, maybe you'll get an empty seat next to you.
Maybe they'll let you fly it. Can't do any worse.
Cramnella makes a very good point. Cramnella on Facebook. Andrew, I can't believe you're going to fly on a plane. Given all the flying accidents as of late, please make sure you're not flying on a 737 MAX. Or any plane made by Boeing.
I didn't even think to research that.
See what plane you're on.
I'll just send him an email. Is your roof going to stay on? If so, I will not cancel this reservation.
Again, Scott from Twitch says the next giveaway should be a pair of Hey Dudes. I like your thought. That's a good money-saving measure for the company. I don't know that that would draw in the volume we're looking for.
I would enter about under 64 different emails, but otherwise that would be it.
Hey Dudes guy one, Hey Dudes guy two. Okay, jokes. Jim Lenoir on Facebook. I have a joke, but I don't think you can say it on the air.
Great. Thanks for sending it.
I'm going to say it. He put it.
Is it clean?
Why do Italian boys want mustaches?
I don't know. Why do Italian boys
want them? So they can look like their mothers. Dang, Jim. It's messed up.
I mean, it's anti-Italian.
It's not great.
If that joke offends you, forget about it.
John Oberhelman on Facebook. Why did the snowman...
Did you not pre-read any of these?
I thought I did, but this didn't sink in. Kids, earmuffs. Why did the snowman pull down his pants?
Why?
He heard the snowblower coming. Steve Wiener on Facebook. I have a friend who's addicted to brake fluid.
Really?
He says he can stop anytime.
He can.
That's pretty good. Another from Steve. Knock, knock. Who's there?
You can't do both parts.
Sorry, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says moo. Gotcha. No. Gotcha. I have a 6-year-old. Heard it before.
Wow, Steve. Next time, none of the kids' jokes. Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
We're done. We've finished.
All right, another viral TikTok video that is up for debate. Now, the original poster of this TikTok video, she's only got like 11,000 views, and she's not getting all of the credit because everyone is just redoing her video.
Oh, okay.
And getting millions of views. And let's check it out.
Let's see it.
All right, the caption says, why should men pay for dinner on the first date? She is applying makeup and showing the price tag for each one of the layers of her makeup.
And there are many layers, and I will say, as a lady, it's not just one thing. There's a lot of layers that go into
it. Do you go this far? I mean, we're like 12 products in. 233 pounds. I don't know what that converts to U.S. dollars. I'm going to say...
A million.
$3,300.
No.
Do you think that men, should men pay for dates?
As someone who hasn't dated in about 16 years, I have a lot of thoughts.
So you've been, how long have you been married?
It'll be 15 in May.
15. So you guys only were together for a year before you got married.
Yeah. He proposed after like a month.
Oh, wow. I'm not okay, kidding. Cool. Yeah,
we were young and dumb and it worked out. I don't know. This is one. let me think about my opinion. I think yes. I'm going to go yes.
Okay, but why? Why do you think?
Well, you see in this girl. So you, if you're going to go on a date, mm-hmm. what do? You put on a clean shirt.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth. You're sure. done.
No, maybe I have to shave my head.
Okay, how long does that take?
3 minutes.
Did you say 30?
Three.
Okay, cool.
And it's not always going to be a clean shirt. Sometimes it's just the one laying on the end of the bed.
Okay, that's fair. Meanwhile, this gal and the rest of them, we're going to take, 45 minutes, an hour to get ready?
But you women, and I am using you women in air quotes, you women always say that the makeup's not for the man. It's for yourself. Oh, the silence. The silence makes me feel so powerful. Isn't that what it's always said?
Imagine, okay. if you will, a world where a single lady... We'll say me in sure. an alternate universe. I'm a single lady trying to find someone to share my life with. I decide to go on all my first dates, not done at all.
Right.
How well do you think that's going to go for me, Andrew?
First of all, we don't care. We don't care about your makeup. I mean, a nice foundation's fine, but we don't care about... I've never said, oh my God, I think I'm going to marry that girl because she has a brilliant smoky eye.
No, but you... probably have said, wow, she looks so pretty today.
But right. But we also think women look pretty without makeup on. You.
This is not the society we live in. I like what you're trying to do here. It's not working on me. There's absolutely no way.
If it's up to us, the makeup will be smeared by the end of the night anyway.
Just rubbing her face.
No. Right, there's other ways to do that, Allie.
Okay. I don't know. I don't date.
But women always say that the makeup is not for the guys. It's for myself. It's so I feel good, so I look good. So don't pin that 230 pounds on me.
No, I feel like the man should pay just for the hellscape that dating apps are for women.
That's fair. No. The fact that you have to
Let's go with that answer.
Penis pick after penis pick before you get to a normal person to go on a date, that's absolutely fair. Hazard pay. Now, I also believe in gender roles. I think that there in our society, even though I know it's a touchy subject, that there are gender roles, and I'm more happy to pay the first, second, third date. Now, once you get more established in a relationship, sure. someone will say,
stuff,
she could say, hey, let me buy dinner tonight. You're always paying. I'm totally open to that, too. But I think I do agree the man should pay every single time, but it's not because your makeup's so expensive.
You think it's more a what, like traditional?
Well, what are women seeking when it comes to relationships? Most heterosexual women are seeking a lot of things that when you say, I'll take care of you, I'll pay
love,
for
security,
you, I'll
care.
Treat you, mm-hmm. that's what that message sends. It's not
versus
that I have a
the
ton
guy
of money.
Who's like, can we split this? Or
exactly.
Two Miller Lights?
Correct. I went on a date once where we sat down. We were there for an hour because she was on a strict time schedule of if I hate you, I want an excuse to be able to leave.
Good for her. Love
we
that.
Had one appetizer that was $7.99 and two ice waters. And she said, would you like to split the bill? After tax and tip, we're talking $6 a piece. We're good. I can take care of that.
Do you think she did that, though, because she has dated people who've said...
Yeah, of course, because it's socially awkward, because you don't want to think that I'm just leeching off you for this.
There probably is something nice. So is it nicer for her to assume that you just got it or for her to say, hey, you want to split this? Do you like the offer?
I understand the offer. Uh-huh. I know what the attempt is, but I'm sure a majority, not all, a majority of women love the fact that a guy that's taking them out, that I asked out, I said, please come join me, is going to take care of the bill.
Maybe there's a wrinkle. Maybe in my...
No, there's no wrinkles. You're using all that makeup. There better not be any wrinkles.
Maybe, though, in my alternate dating world, if I go after a guy and say, hey, do you want to go out for a drink? Should I pay for the drink because I asked him out for the drink?
I still pay.
Okay.
I think, you know, the internet loves to use this term, red flag. It is a huge red flag if you sit down next to someone and they say, you asked me out, you're paying.
Well, yeah, especially if you use those words, right? Yeah. Like, who's going to be that weird?
A lot of people
so
on dating
paying?
Apps. A lot
really?
Of people on dating apps are going to be that weird and even weirder.
So glad I don't date.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.